What you're about to experience is a brand new vibe.
Right about now, NWA Court is in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of
something you've never experienced before.
Now I should quit chasing and look for something better, but the smile that she shows makes me a dope man.
Something strong. And infectious.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of City Pop Central here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. And as usual, this week I am going to bring you more doses of funky music. But it all starts with this. This one is called Shumatsu wa Itsumo Lonely by Yuki Nagasawa.
You're listening to An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM over the airways in the city of Pittsburgh. Stream it online to the world up on WRCT.org. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory ham pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. We're going to get right into the experiment here. This is Human Error from their self-titled 2024 release. We'll be right back. Shadows from Charles Rumbach's 2021 release, Seven Bridges. And before that, the Heptones, Hypocrite. You're listening to An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. Right now, millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning up to $80,000 a year may qualify. Income levels vary by state. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. For more information or to enroll today, go to insurekidsnow.gov. That's insurekidsnow.gov. Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to those when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you. 8 miles high, and when you touch down, you'll find that it's stranger than known. Tune in to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m. And check out the Lavender Hour, music to make you dye your hair purple, Fridays at 5 p.m. All Things Folk is dedicated to traditional and contemporary folk music, acoustic blues and Americana covering North America. Tune in Sundays 2 to 5 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. And this is An Experiment with Time. The show airs every Saturday night at midnight right here on WRCT. Let's get back to the experiment here. This is Ema Sumac. Magenta Mountain from her 1972 album Miracles. After that, we're going to get into some new music from Alabaster de Plume and a whole lot more.
Ha ha ha.
was Nahawa Dumbia from La Grande Cantatrice Malienne Volume 1. The track was called Sokono Uluni. Before that, Raga Bahadi from a 1968 recording called Call of the Valley. It's featuring a centaur, flute, and guitar. And if you've been digging the music that you've been listening to, check out the full playlist up on WRCT.org. Back to the experiment here with Charlie Magiera and the Modern Dance Club. Here comes your mama. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. This has been an experiment with time on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Mind self-exams and mammograms. But did you know the most fatal form of breast cancer does not have a lump?
No lump. Still cancer. You heard me right. No lump can still be cancer. Inflammatory breast cancer, IBC, does not
show up on a mammogram and often strikes women in their 30s.
So learn about IBC. Any sudden change in the breast is cause for a full and proper exam.
www.theibcnetwork.org or find them at the IBC Network Inflammatory Breast Cancer on Facebook.
WRCT.org, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hello. And thank you. Thank you very much for coming out. I just had drops in my eyes, so I'm not seeing you very well, and I'm not sure I can read very well, but I'm going to try. I want part of this evening, small part, to be a simple introduction to what I'm doing at this moment. And I want to share that. And it's important for me to always do that each time I find myself in this kind of situation. I love to share the stuff that's still alive and still coming out. Now, Slave Road ain't old. Get your copy and read it. But this is even younger than the book Slave Road. Mm. And it's not going to take me long to read it. I'll just indulge myself for a few moments. I see my daughter out there. She's not cringing. So, or maybe that was a cringe, or maybe she's smiling. But I'm going to indulge myself just a little bit with a small piece. And then Eddie and I will be in conversation. Mm-hmm. If I stop in the middle, it means the drops won. And thank you all for coming out again. Black hole. Tattletale tit. Your tongue shall be split. And every dog in the town shall have a little bit. They named the holes they recently discovered in space after me. Same word they had deemed appropriate centuries ago to name me. A word they had invented once upon a time to describe the presence of absolute darkness. Darkness, impenetrable, utter, irremediable, and thus threatening. An absolute absence of light, reminding them of unsettling, unfinished business, of unknowable holes in creation they had to deal with. A useful word way back then and still useful now, though no doubt they would prefer to believe no holes in space their God had allotted for them, his chosen creatures, to occupy and rule. Both namings, then and now, fearful. Unnameable fears that language and the word black may permit the namer to avoid temporarily, but not dispel. Darkness in the heart of a word, in the broken heart of languages spoken to say the word. Silent black darkness because no one's listening. No one hears, nothing there but a word's emptied, shivering presence, the unnameable fears of the unknown world, of the the unnameable fears of the unknown, the word black echoes and confirms. A vast hovering of unaddressed, hungry voices speaking law.